It's Candy O 742. Stand by, Mariah Carey next.
I would rather be in the field of animation. You know, feel like I could be myself, yet someone different at the same time.
Bringing a world perspective to today's news.
Why voiceover? It's powerful, it's creative, it's cool.
Oh yes, voiceover is cool, but it's not as cool as talking shop with Dan Lothian and Law Lapidus.
What's that? It should be Law Lapidus first, then Dan Lothian?
Eh, they'll fix it in post. This is Mic, Camera, Action.
We are rocking and rolling. Here we go again.
And rolling and rocking. I'm psyched to be here. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, hello, and welcome to the show, everybody. And as always, we are here to talk about things that we think can help people advance their careers, get started in their careers, whether it's on the entertainment side, whether it's on the news broadcast side. We have all the answers.
That's right. Media matters. That's the deal. Media matters.
It does. And the subject that we're tackling today on this podcast is an issue. It came up because I've had a lot, and I know you have as well, people coming up to me and saying, I was once in the business. Typically, it's a woman who says, I dropped out of the business to have kids, and now I want to get back in the business. And the business has passed me by.
Right, right.
What do I do?
Or people who are finding the business really for the first time. We have a lot of clients that are, you know, 40 and up that are either retiring or they've moved on from their job and they're looking for a new career. And this has always been a dream of theirs, right, you know, to check it out.
And is there, do you think that from the management side, do you think when people come in, you know, mid-career age, a little older, do people look at them kind of funny? Do directors, do people who are looking for someone to do a voiceover work, whatever it might be, do they look at those people of a certain age and say, millennials, that's all we're looking at?
You know, they look at them funny, but in a good way. Right? Like,
for, how does it,
I'll tell you what that means.
Funny in a good way.
Let me clarify. So we just came out of a big showcase in New York in front of our agents and casting director partners auditioning our clients. And many of the clients that we'll bring in are 40 and up, which, believe it or not, in New York City is a small market. It's a niche market.
Really?
Actually, yeah. The older you get, the more you get into what we call a young senior. And the young senior is actually defined in age from 50 to 65.
Oh, wow.
That would be a young senior.
Do you get a card that you carry that says I'm a young senior?
Exactly. It's like an AARP
That's right.
card. You get a free donut and a coffee wherever you go.
I'm a
young senior.
You don't get the full donut yet.
Not an old senior, a young senior. But, you know, to answer your question, Dan, which is a really great question. Yeah, they do a double take. Yeah, they're not used to seeing a whole group of people walk in the door that are 40 and up just starting a career in this industry.
Right.
It is just not seen that often. That works in our favor because oftentimes they're going to need at least one person, one or two people. They know our group is well trained and they're ready to go. And they're unique. And on top of that, many are non-union. So they're going to be wanted because there's a lot of non-union work out there, and they know if they need to get a 50 or 55 or 60-year-old, if they've been working in the business for years, they'll be seasoned, but they'll also be unionized.
Right.
So it's an interesting game for the young senior.
So for playing a role, it helps, obviously, because they're looking for a particular age or something like that. But I find on the broadcast news side, it becomes a little bit more problematic because, number one, if someone comes in at an older age, they typically want a bigger salary. They remember, oh, back in the day, I was making this much. I can't come in and make any less than that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, we know how much social media technology plays a role in the business today. And for a lot of these people, when they got out of the business, a lot of this stuff, in fact, the people who invented this stuff weren't even born yet.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so they're entering, you know, you look at them a little funny because you're saying, do they even know how to use the right kind of language because so much has changed? And then do they know how to use the technology?
That's
and
so true.
And I think
true.
That can be seen as a
That's
negative.
That's so true. I mean, on our side of the business, the reality is every feature film, every sitcom, every episodic, every commercial needs those people who are in that age range.
Hmm. Interesting.
And the truth is, they really don't care if they know how to use social media, and they really don't care if they know how to do a lot of the technology. They just care that they come in, they're pros, they know what they're doing, they're going to be easy to work with,
right.
and they're going to have craft. They're just going to be a really good actor, a really good performer. But you and I know from the back room, Dan, that it's very important that they understand their business and marketing strategies in order to get into that room in the first place.
Look, and Brendan's sitting over there saying, well, this has nothing to do with me. I'm young. I don't have to worry about that for another 50 years.
He's taking copious notes, Dan. Right back of your Mac.
What are you doing with those notes?
Well, now that I know what I'm doing here as a producer, and now that I have a microphone, I got to be more serious.
Wait a second. Producer? Who gave you that title?
Wow.
Oh, God, these damn millennials.
He promoted himself.
They just promote themselves.
I thought we figured out that I wasn't actually a millennial. I'm 35.
Oh, that's right.
So
what's your generation?
Generation Y.
Right.
Oh.
And that's why he asked me all the time in studio, why?
Why,
why Law? Why
so you're
do
right
I have
there
to do
on
that?
The edge. Is that it?
Yeah, I think
you sort of missed out to be too young?
I think I was determined to be on the very older edge of Generation Y and right before the millennials.
Oh, wow.
That's right. And you and I are X.
Well, yeah. Is that what we are?
We are X.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I at heart, I'm a millennial.
I think there's a millennial in all of us.
Exactly. But so the question then becomes, what do you do? How do you prepare for you know, going into a job interview knowing, at least in some cases, that people are going to be looking a little funny at you because of your age? What can you do? Or do you just go in and, you know, hope for luck, cross your fingers?
Oh, that's a real question. I thought that was rhetorical. I thought you were going to answer that question.
Well, I will.
All right, so after
answer.
I get my complimentary donut and coffee for being so old.
No, I do throw that out there. But, you know, it is an important question.
It's a great question.
Because you should go into these situations prepared.
Yeah, you know the first thing that flies into my mind? There's so many.
It actually flew into your mind?
It flew into my mind before it flies away. Let me say it before I lose it. Is your history. Your history is really important.
And what do you mean by that?
Meaning a lot of our talent want to, not intentionally, but they think, oh, they'll shove it under the rug, the careers that they were in, the children they had, the other lives they've lived, because it doesn't have to do with the business.
Mm-hmm.
And as right. coaches, we say, oh, no. You want to promote and put that out there, the kinds of lives you've lived and how that's going to connect to your career right now. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Right. So if we have actresses come in the door and they are, you know, 57 years old, say, they may have children, they may have grandchildren. That is relevant. If you're going out for roles, most of those roles are going to be roles for mothers.
Right.
Most of those roles are going to be roles for people in the society who deal with children in some way or have some sort of authority. You know how to do that.
And
you
play
get
that.
Yeah, from a personal perspective, where oftentimes the 23-year-old doesn't just yet. So I always say, pay attention to your history. Write it down and pick out the points that are really relevant to the job and career you want to create right now.
Wow, that's great advice. I'd pay for that.
Well, the bill's in the mail.
The other point I'd like to make, which I think is important, when someone drops out of the workforce to have a family, you don't necessarily have to disappear. You can always remain engaged in some fashion. And I know that now with the amount of media that's out there, with websites, people can just create their own blogs. It allows you to still remain in the game. And one good example, there's a woman who writes for me, just a freelance writer, volunteer. And she studied journalism, became a stockbroker, dropped out of the workforce when she started having kids, but still wanted to get back to that journalism thing. And so she started, before her kids went off to college, she started a blog and writing about the things that are interesting to her. And I found her that way because she had written about a subject matter that I was searching for, and it popped up, and I thought, wow, she's a pretty good writer. And, you know, hopefully I hope to transition her into a paid position. But this allowed her to always keep polishing and her skills, and she's become a much better writer Had she just been sitting on the sideline, you know, waiting to get back in the game, I think it would have been a little difficult for her not having that.
Yeah, she kept her toes in the water, so to speak.
Yeah.
She didn't completely go MIA and disappear.
Right.
She kept in it.
And
in
you don't
some
and
way.
You don't have to be paid for it. It's something that you can just do on your own as a hobby. You know, as new technology comes along, mm-hmm. you incorporate that into a blog, or mm-hmm. you know, when YouTube came along, start making videos and, you know, showing videos of your kids, whatever it might be, so that it allows you 10 years down the road to say, hey, you know, I was raising my family, which, by the way, mm-hmm. is the most difficult job in the world.
Yes,
so
it is.
You know, for women who do that, or even for men who step aside and raise their kids and they want to get back in, mm-hmm. look, take my hat off to them, because it's a very difficult role. But if you're doing all of these things along the way, then it's much easier. It's a much easier transition, I think, to get back,
mm-hmm.
You know, at 40 or 45 or 50.
Yeah,
or
you know what
60
I think holds a lot of.
65 or 70
or
80
or
90
or 100. I think a lot of folks are held back, quite honestly, by fear.
Yeah.
I think the fear factor plays a huge role, really, at any age.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's age specific, but certainly if we're talking about this particular age range, I think the idea of maybe not being able to compete, not understanding technology, not looking the same as you looked when you were 25, not sounding the same as when you were younger. You know, the list goes on and on of why the fear factor can get in the way. And, you know, I'm going to pull a Moonstruck sheer line on you right now. You ready for all my Moonstruck fans? Ready? Get over it. Get over it. Okay.
Yes.
And I say that as a 48-year-old, very proud woman, to say there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do about aging. We're all going to age. That's just
that's
the reality.
Right.
But there is something you can do about progressive thinking and staying positive and moving into the next chapter of your life gracefully. There's a lot you can do about that. And just knowing that you have value and you have a tremendous value to give, but you have to find that value first.
That's
before you can offer it to others and take the fear out of it.
And that is such a good point about fear, because society in general focuses on the young, and we've been talking about millennials, and that's who advertisers are going after, and that's who you see in the commercials, and it's all about being hip and cool, and you know, the next piece of technology that comes out, it's catering to the young.
Right.
And so that's what you're fighting against. So I can mm-hmm. see why people might be a little fearful, a little
Absolutely.
Pessimistic about making it in this new world of these little snotty-faced kids running around running the world. No, I'm just kidding. Just
no,
kidding.
But
they're
you're
not
right,
snotty-faced
Dan,
kids.
You're
yes,
right.
They are.
It's just a human, you know, human beings feel that way,
right?
We're not saying don't feel fear. You're going to feel fear and concern and intimidation and all these feelings that we feel as human beings. And ironically, as actors and as talent, we need to feel those feelings and not shut them off and shut them down so that we can access them in our work when we need them. But it's important to be able to manage them. I never use the word control, because there is no such thing as control. I would say manage it. Just feel it, know what it is, identify it, and manage it. Don't let it overtake you, because that's the thing that can really get in the way. You know, I heard a really interesting fact. I was listening, I feel like it was NPR. I was listening to an interesting program about entrepreneurs opening businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And in this recession, we've had more businesses open than ever in this country.
Wow.
Right? But they were saying, what is the number one reason why businesses do not open? And I was trying to think what that is. Fear.
Yeah.
It's fear.
Right, right.
Fear of failure.
That's right.
Simple as that.
And you wonder how many great ideas were not brought to market because people were afraid to step out to take that risk.
Right. So, Brendan, now's your time.
And, you know, I joked earlier about the fact that
he just missed his miss on his
right.
big
you had
opportunity,
your big opportunity.
Dan.
You blew it there. But I joked earlier about being a millennial at heart. But in reality, you should, you know, feel a little young inside if you want to compete in a young world, right?
Sure.
You can't give off that sense that, you know, I'm old, I'm more mature. You can't mm-hmm. keep saying, and I've heard this before, well, you know, 20 years ago when I was in the business, this is the way we used to do it.
Right.
If you come out acting like you're old, you know what? Then you will draw more attention to that than anything else. And so
yeah.
you have to, you can't force it. You can't come out as a 55-year-old guy wearing jeans that are ripped because you want to be, wait a minute, I have a pair of those. I only, but I only use that in the yard when I'm painting. Well, once in a while I go out.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to, it has to be age appropriate, but still, you know, you don't have to go around being your age or making people think that that age is old. You can remain young at heart, and I think that will help you get a leg up on another person who might be equal to you in every way,
mm-hmm.
but gives off that vibe that, you know, I'm a little rusty,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to take a lot of oil in order to get me, you know, up to speed.
Does this mean, Dan, that I have to give up my cassette tapes?
Oh, cassette?
And my rotary
phone.
The
8-track. You should give the 8-track up. And
well,
don't talk about 8-track.
That's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, don't talk about that. Don't talk All about right. the rotary phone.
And my 1989 Toyota
yeah,
Tercel.
Don't talk about how, you know, back in the day, I used to have All to walk right. 20 miles barefoot, you know,
I
on my
will
knees.
Acquiesce.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right.
You know, you have to keep the conversation, mm-hmm. you know, a little young, mm-hmm. still bring in, as you pointed out earlier, bring in your experiences in such a way that it just enhances you but doesn't keep you back by sort of from the negative perspective, you know, like, well, the way we did it was the better way to do it.
Right.
Rather than,
even though we know it was.
Well, of course it was. But
uh-oh, Brendan's saying
well,
something.
No, I think we have video proof that you had been using a rotary phone recently.
Oh, that's right.
Burn.
Busted. You know, the bad thing about rotary phones, just to go down this road a little bit, is that whenever they had these radio station call-in things, it was always hard to get in when you needed to, because by the time your finger got jammed in there and it's like, oh, we got
That's
our winner already. So you know
true.
What the trick is? Do you know what the trick to calling in and getting in early on a rotary phone was?
No,
dial
what?
All the numbers.
Yes.
The last
you
one
exactly.
Oh
you
God.
Dial all the numbers
Brendan's
and the minute
than
they
I
say go, you dial that one
by the
boom.
Bell,
oh, there you go. Well, I did that and I won, you know, once or twice by dialing. Yeah. You know you're old when your kids see
that
phone and go, what's that? You know, it's like, okay. But anyway, we digress. But this is an important point. All of these things, I think, are great. If you're out there, you've been out of the marketplace for a while, you want to get back in, you've never been in media, and you're trying to get in mm-hmm. for the first time, we hope that you know, this will kind of give you a little boost,
yeah.
maybe. Yeah.
And
take
when
a little fear out of the
All you have
equation?
To do, Dan, is choose one vocabulary term that you know
that?
Nothing about and just say it all day long to people. They'll be totally impressed. Like my 13 and 14-year-olds. I'll say, uh-huh. hey, I just got the WhatsApp. So what's up? And they're like, you did not. And I said, I totally did. I had no idea what it was. I said,
oh.
I totally did.
Oh, that's
right?
Good.
And then
yeah.
I figured it out later. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
well.
I wanted to feel relevant. Now, but I also wanted to feel relevant to my kids.
Well, yeah.
I wanted them to know I wasn't like, you know, 25 years ago.
Like Moses or something.
I'm like all yeah. about that.
Yeah, I tried to do something like that. What's that thing that the kids do? It's a dib. Yeah, what is that? What is? I wish you could see what I'm doing, but it's like a, it's a dip
it's
something.
It's like a, yeah.
It's a hand signal
a
they
hand
do.
Signal
right,
and
yeah.
The head nod
thing or
and
whatever.
The head nod
thing. I tried to do it. My kids started laughing, said, Dad, no, stop. You're embarrassing.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, there you go. Wow, you should know this. Anyway, I came up with my own and I said, is my executive version of it. And it was like this. So now the kids, they
we
right.
have our own
we
now
our,
on
right.
this show. You guys, y'all need to keep up with us and Dan now.
So,
oh, that's great.
Look, I think it, you know, you have to always keep it light and you have to be fun to be around. And I think this
yeah.
sort of, when you go in to, you know, try to get a job or you have that job and you want to move forward in an environment that predominantly focuses on the young, you do have to remain flexible and be
agree.
Fun and not
I
let
agree.
Your age
it's
ooze
all
through
about
your pores.
Mindset it's
yeah.
all about your energy, it's all about, you know, how are you thinking about yourself and about others around you. It's not about I need to be 30 again. Well, guess what, you're not going to be 30 again.
That's
you're
right.
going to be what you are. So be the most and best you can be and relate to people of all ages. You know, no one should be out of your sphere. A 13-year-old, you should be able to relate to in the same way that it's a challenge to relate to someone who's 70 or 80, you know, who's far ahead of you, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, make those moves to relate to people because, and we just experienced this at our showcase. Mm-hmm. Half the panel was like 30.
Wow.
Which, you know, is young. For us, that's young, right? Right. And sometimes they're under 30, which means that when you're choosing material and when you're choosing, you know, your stuff that you're going to audition with, choose it wisely and make sure it relates to the people who are in front of you. I was just talking to one of our actresses who did, what's that old Ethel Merman, brother, can you spare a dime, right? Uh-huh. And you know, the panel is like 26 going,
what is that?
Is that from Rent?
Right, yeah.
I'm not saying that those oldie but great ones are really still great and still classic. I'm just saying appeal to your audience, appeal to your demographic, because you'll get more potential for jobs and you'll get more potential for social relationships if they feel that you can relate to them.
Right. And, you know, in some cases, I know the amount that someone gets paid, it's pretty much fixed. But if you're going into a job and you're thinking that you should be making a boatload of money because you're older, you know, get a different way of thinking about, you know, how much money you need to get from a gig and look at it more as I need to get the experience and I need to work my way back. So don't let the finances and how much, you know, how little pay you will get keep you from getting back in the game.
Because, that's a really,
yeah,
that's an important point.
And I think a lot of people will
make,
do that, right?
Dan, like, yeah, well, a lot of folks come into it and some of them are brand new. Like literally they've never been in the industry and they'll say, how much am I going to make? Right. And I'll say, that's the wrong question. You're asking me the wrong question, brother. Because not
again.
Only can't I answer that.
Let's take a couple steps back.
Right.
But let's take a couple steps back and figure out why are you coming into the industry?
Right.
Really come into it for the right reasons. Yes, you need to make money. Of course, the money will follow, but if you're coming into it just for the money, it's really not the right reason to come into it.
Come in, get your experience that you need, get polished up again, get back
moving
into the more
up.
Modern game, and then after that, you can start asking for
more
money.
That's right. That's right, because you've earned it. As we call it, you've paid your dues.
So then I was like, do you want to see my Neumann?
Dude, we're still rolling.
What? They're still listening? Don't these people have homes?
Well, since you're still with us, check us out at lalapitascompany.com and littleparkmedia.com and look for Media Monster, the Learning Hub programs. Everything from coaching to podcasts to media events and very cool and necessary seminars and workshops.
By the way, did that lazy tech director ever fix the intro on pause?